Y94 Morning Playhouse with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
Hey, flush the format Friday. Those old school random songs, those requests all morning long. Y94, the number one hit music station. Playhouse in the morning. Zero, Rat, Maggie. Crack the code. We'll do it again at 8:10 this morning. Brand new safe. Because she just ran off and did with a couple $100. So we'll do it again at 8:10 this morning. Your next shot is some free money. Brand new safe. The cheat sheet. You can get one if you want one online at Y94.com. So Father's Day on Sunday. So make sure you go out and you get your dad something because Father's Day is on Sunday. Better at least call the guy. Otherwise, what an awful child are you? What an awful son or daughter you would be. And we were thinking maybe we should talk about fatherly advice a little bit this morning. Fathers. They dole out the advice left and right, right? Right?
Yes.
And sometimes it's really great advice, and sometimes it's maybe not so great advice. So we were hoping that you would tell us either the best advice your dad ever gave you or the worst advice your dad ever gave you. And maybe you have one for each, but one or the other. He ever gave you really, really good advice that changed your life, the way you looked at something, or did he ever give you really bad advice and then you followed it and you're like, Dad, ugh. 2-3-7-HITS. You can text 35270. It's on Facebook as well. Rat, are you going to do worse or best?
I'll go with best currently.
Hey, what is the best advice your father ever gave you?
Well, and I remember even hearing it when we were younger, but now especially it makes more sense because he always told the story of what I did. And the advice was, no matter what, not diapering the baby is always a bad idea.
Okay.
Because you can guess, there was a time where I was being held without a diaper. Bad things happen.
Stuff comes shooting out.
I've learned now that even if it's just carrying the baby a 4-foot span, there has to be a diaper on that baby.
That's good advice, but I'm sitting here trying to imagine a scenario where I'd be like, I'm going to run around with a naked child. Maybe I have to be living it to understand.
Yeah, I think it's one of those you have to have a kid.
I'm going to run around Maggie, ever get really bad or good advice?
Good advice. I remember my dad saying a lot, how will you know if you don't try? Because I was like, I don't know if I'm good at that, or I don't know if I want to do that.
Mm.
So
you're down in the dumps kind of character or what?
Well, no, but it was just like with sports or with school or with whatever. I was like, well, how do you know you won't like that if you haven't tried it before? Yeah.
I don't know if it was an accident or if my father was trying to be very profound. But have you ever heard the saying, live like you're going to die tomorrow or something kind of like that? My dad, and he'd said something kind of like that, and I don't know if it was an accident or if he actually was just like saying it like this. He said, live like you're going to live forever. And there we go. I like that spin on a little bit better. And then you're living and you're like, you're just doing you. You're not looking at the end. You're doing your thing and you have no care or concern for the fact that you aren't immortal. And it completely changes the meaning of the original statement. But when he said that, I was like, I like that a lot better. And I've told probably 10 people that already. And they were like, wow, I like that spin on it. So I think that's the best advice he accidentally gave me, though he might have just misspoke. And you look at me and you're like, well, how could someone he was birthed from, how could somebody that he was seeded from misspeak? I don't know. It doesn't run in my family at all. Nobody ever misspeaks. Are we getting some texts already?
A few. Somebody said, my dad always said, ask yourself if you want your kids to hear about this in the future. Always remember everyone's name. It's a sign of respect. Somebody else says, best advice, never buy a car without consulting me first. He's a mechanic and a race car driver. And my dad always told me, pull your skirt down. Your ignorance is showing.
Want to know the best or the worst advice your father ever gave you? 2-3-7-HITS. Or you can text us real quick. 35270.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Yeah, I don't think technically this was a sin.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
I mean, there's nothing about it in the Bible.
Y94.
Playhouse in the morning, Y94, the number one hit music station, talking about and on her Father's Day here on Sunday, the best or the worst advice your dad ever gave you. The best or the worst. 2-3-7-HITS. You can text 35270. So it has the potential to be really very comical, like I can't believe that was your dad's advice, or can make us feel really good this morning. There's a little bit of each in there. The best or worst advice he's ever given you. Hi there.
He said, if you want to, I'm going to do the worst advice.
Okay.
He said, if you want to catch a boy, stick your boobs out and your butt out.
What?
But I mean, it would work. I'm not sure the quality of man, but.
Yeah.
Father of the Year. Thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in. That's maybe what we should have called the segment, Father of the Year. 237 hits, text 35270. There's some on Facebook as well. Was there any jumping out at you there, Maggie?
Some of the good advice, you've done your best now. Just trust in God and hope things turn out the way you want them to. Don't lie. You're not smart enough to remember which story you told to who. And buy a plunger before you need a plunger.
Oh, yeah, that is good advice. There's nothing worse than being like, I think I'm going to have to run to Walmart real quick here. Nobody go in there. Just stay out of there. The best or worst advice your father ever gave you. Hi.
It's the best advice, and my dad's always been a firm believer in hard work, mm-hmm. and I'll clean this up for radio. He always said, wish in one hand, poop in the other, see which one fills up faster.
You know, and I appreciate the self-edit, too, and then I don't have to use the bleep button or whatever. That's always, I gotta love that, thank you. And for TextRat, what are we seeing there?
Worst advice, don't have kids. They will ruin your life. The best advice.
Are you sure that's the worst advice?
I guess it depends on your point of view.
I mean, did they say worst advice or did you just assume?
The best advice my dad gave me was always pay it forward. There's always someone more in need than myself. The worst was when he randomly said I shouldn't need a jacket and it always poured down rain. I was in second grade. Best advice my pops gave me was two wrongs don't make a right. Been in my head ever since. My dad told me that every woman is crazy. And if you think your woman isn't crazy, then you're crazy. Best dating advice ever. Also, the best advice my dad ever gave me was never date a guy that you couldn't marry.
And for you, the worst or the best advice you ever got from your father?
So I have something that kind of falls under both, I guess, how you look at it. But before I was 21 and after high school, so those college years, my dad never encouraged underage drinking, but he always hinted that the alcohol in the fridge and the cupboard was not under severe watch. And he always told me that if I got caught with his alcohol, to say that I found it in a ditch and then to compliment the cop so I don't get a minor.
Wow. Now, is that best advice or worst advice? I'm not sure.
I mean, it works for me.
Right.
So I guess it's good advice, but I wouldn't recommend it.
So it worked out well for you, but maybe you wouldn't go around saying like, hey, son, let me tell you something my father told me once. Compliment the cop if you get in trouble. Right. Some of those texts at best and worst.
My dad always said, marry someone who has a different favorite cereal than you so they won't eat all of yours.
Oh, hear, hear. Mm-hmm.
If you don't have the cash to pay for something, wait until you do. Somebody else says, you are your best resource. When teaching me how to drive, my dad told me, everyone else on the road is trying to kill you. Drive accordingly. It is advice that has made me a very safe driver. I've never been in an accident and have passed that advice to my kids. My dad told me that I don't need a boyfriend, so just keep doing what I'm doing. It seemed to work out well. My dad always said, you already have one ass in your pants. You don't need another.
Things that would make me scared to even leave my home. Everybody out there is trying to kill you. You know, I don't want my driver's license anymore. I'm just going to stay home. I'm going to be homeschooled. I'm going to work from home. I don't ever need to leave. For you, the best or the worst fatherly advice you've ever received?
To not date anybody that I wouldn't want my brothers to meet. I have 5 older brothers, and I'm the only girl. And it has served me fairly well. As soon as something seemed fishy that I knew my brothers wouldn't approve of, we stopped dating.
I got to imagine you are probably pretty well protected with, should you say, five brothers?
Yep.
5 brothers and dad. Like, no guy is ever going to wrong you. You got some bros?
I don't. I got 2 stepbrothers, but...
You've never mentioned them. How does that make them feel?
They live in Arizona, so I don't get to see them very often.
Count. That's fine. Okay, now we know more about Maggie. Just sit in the awkwardness. I hope they don't listen online. How hurt would they be?
I don't think they'd be hurt. They
awful,
know I love
awful
them.
Awful. Okay, you saved yourself. No. Some more of those texted ones.
My very quiet dad gave me one line of advice growing up. He said, son, don't you know that it's way easier to cut your toenails right after a bath?
Really?
Apparently. If you don't learn patience by the time you have kids, you better learn quick. He was so right. My dad would always listen to my problems, but never tell me what to do. He always said that in life, you have to learn to make your own choices. Best advice, I was freaking out about the mommy instinct, and my dad said, just remember, this is your baby's first time, too. Also, if you want to be something and have things that belong to you, you need to work for it. Nothing in life is free.
So really, this is your opportunity here in honor of Father's Day to totally be all ooey and gooey and be like, listen to this great advice my father gave me. And maybe even tell him real quick to turn on 194 so he can hear you talking about how great he is. Or you can kind of throw him under the bus, whatever you want to do. The best or the worst fatherly advice you ever received.
The Morning Playhouse.
Oh, awesome.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Insane.
Hilarious.
Y94.
Going back. 7:41 in the morning, 54 degrees here at the Playhouse Studios, Y94, the number one hit music station. Going to be partly sunny today, high of 75 as we get into the late afternoon, evening, overnight. Thunderstorms, rain, that kind of thing probably going to happen, probably going to carry into tomorrow and the next day. But for the majority of today, at least, it should be a fairly decent day in the Red River Valley. Been discussing at 237 hits. You can text 35270 or hop on the Playhouse Facebook page. Either the best or the worst advice you ever received from your father. Father's Day on Sunday. Dads, they love to toss out the advice. And we've gotten quite a few. I'm thinking at this point, we could write a book. We could just call it the best and worst dad advice. But we don't say which it is and let people figure it out themselves. That's the fun of the book. I don't know. Some of those texted ones.
Somebody says, my dad has been telling me since I was about 5 to marry rich so he doesn't have to pay for the wedding and I can live comfortably for the rest of my life. Not sure if that should be considered good or bad. Best advice, my dad always said to, at work, walk with conviction and always carry something in your hands. That way everyone thinks you're busy and won't bother you with the small stuff randomly. Works every time. Always have toilet paper in your car. Son, if you want to make a marriage work, the most important thing you need to learn is to bite your tongue. And the one thing that sticks in my head is my dad said, you have to be tough if you're going to be that stupid.
I swear, it almost looked like you were just taking notes of one of those. I was like, Maggie?
Me? No.
Which one do you want to write down forever? Is there anything that you're like, oh, I'm going to have to probably tell this to my children someday? Because that's really
darn good
advice.
Oh, there's been lots of them in there. There's the one on Facebook, though. It's find a woman who will take care of you, then take good care of her. I like that one.
That almost sounds like one of the, you know how they put the sayings on like a piece of wood or something and you're supposed to put it on your wall like art? That sounds like one of those. I would see that in somebody's entryway or something. Best or worst fatherly advice? Hi there.
The best advice was don't drive on flat tires.
Did he ever give you really bad advice?
I remember one year for Christmas I wanted like clogs and a maxi coat, and he decided I need a fringe jacket, and like it was the time when you wear white go-go boots. That may have been the wrong way to steer me.
Is that not like a sexy look? Or?
Well, the go-go boots were a little over the top, yeah. It was probably not right. Clogs probably would have been better. I could have been, you know, more earthy.
Yeah, well, that's what everybody likes, something a little bit more earthy. Thank you. Yeah, Lori, I appreciate when you call. You are one of those distinctive voices. Every time you call, I'm like, aw, Lori's on the phone. 237, it's you text 35270. The best or the worst fatherly advice? More of those texted ones.
Nothing is open past 2 except legs. He always said, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Don't do as I do as I say. My dad said, son, when you have kids, you have to have a girl. I asked why, Dad. He said, because when you get old and need help with things, your sons won't take care of you like a daughter would. Somebody else said, don't do anything I wouldn't do and don't name it after me. My dad always used to say, it's always good to have a dream, just don't rush it because it'll come true when you least expect it. And when looking for a woman, look at 2 things, her mom and her ankles, because she'll turn into her mom and she'll grow into her ankles.
Is that the best or worst advice?
I don't know.
Some of these I don't know.
God.
Final chance. We'll put in a couple more. 2378, you can text 35270. The best or the worst dad advice.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
Flush the format Friday.
Two, three, seven hits. The Morning Playhouse.
Y94.
You know it's a Flush the Format Friday when Y94's like, let's play Shania Twain. Zero, Rat, Maggie, Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Want to grab these last couple of comments on the best or worst advice you ever received from your father. It's the most texted one, sir.
Always have something put aside for a rainy day. Dad said, don't use hard drugs. That's how you get hepatitis C. The first time you get in trouble, I will bail you out. The second time, I don't know you. The reason you have two ears and one mouth is to listen more and talk less, so be quiet. And my dad said the best thing a dad can do for his kids is to love their mom.
And for you, the best or worst fatherly advice.
When I was little, my dad told me that just because you're not a bad person doesn't make you a good person yet.
That is extremely profound. Mm-hmm. And again, that has bumper sticker or piece of wall art sold at Target or Gordman's written all over it. That totally, if that is not out there, somebody should make it real quick. Because just like, love, live, laugh. I can see that on somebody's wall. By the way, I don't get it. I don't know why that's on like one out of every four girls' walls. Maggie, please tell me that's not on your wall.
Not on my wall, so.
It just speaks to me. It's like, it's my saying in life. Live, laugh, love. That's just, I live by the three L's. Oh. Last I heard, the three L's belong to a fireworks store, but okay. For you, the best or worst fatherly advice?
You've got to be smarter than what you're operating.
Well, what does he mean by that?
Basically, that whatever you're operating, whatever you're doing, you got to be smarter than the thing you're operating.
Be smarter than the lawnmower, for example.
Be smarter than the lawnmower. Be smarter than the computer.
I got you. No, I hear you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for calling in. And a final run, guys. What are the last texts you want to grab in best or worst fatherly advice?
My dad always taught us manly stuff like changing oil, tires, how to drive a stick, and back up a trailer. And every time my sister and I would ask why, he would say, I want you girls to never have to rely on a man. Needless to say, I drive truck for a living and raise my two kids by myself. Another says, the grass may be greener on the other side, but it sure took a whole lot of manure to get it that way. And best dad advice, never give yourself a haircut.
Oh, God. Well, what you do is you put the bowl right on your head, and then any hair that's dangling outside the rim of the bowl, you just snip that right off. Dad, I'm a girl. It's okay. Guys like a lady with short. It's okay. Guys like a lady with a bowl cut. It's all right. Now, Rat, I'm going to put you on the spot, and this is either going to be really awkward or it's going to be like your shining moment, and everybody's going to be like, oh, my God, I want to hug Rat and give him a kiss on the forehead because he's so adorable. It's your first Father's Day.
Yes.
Do you already know, like, a piece of tender fatherly advice you're going to give your daughter someday?
I think the first piece of advice will be figure out how to be a better parent than I am. And it's not that I'm a bad parent. Let me just put that out there.
Well, I mean, you do have plenty of time to screw it up yet.
Yeah, exactly.
But you also have plenty of time to shine. Uh-huh. That's very sweet.
And
Maggie, hug him.
I will hug him.
Hug him now.
Also, another one, too. I think when she gets a little bit older, the advice will be, remember, if you hook up with a boy, I'm going to send your crazy Vietnam vet grandfather after him.
I like that one even better. Just remember, everybody, live, laugh, love.
With lower prices.
Yeah. By the way, for a while now, we've been talking about best fatherly advice. All hour we have been. And how is it that nobody, not one person was like, you know what my dad said to me? Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Wrap it up. Not one person.
You're going to get a party started.
The Morning Playhouse.
I turn you on, turn you up, and just get going.
Y94.